Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Police Department officers were called to a report of a gunshot in the 2500 block of Ladue Avenue on Saturday around 10:30 p.m. According to Gillette Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, after arriving at the residence, a 35-year-old man told police he had accidentally discharged the 12-gauge shotgun in his apartment. The man said he had forgotten the weapon was loaded with birdshot, picked it up, and mistakenly fired it, Wasson said. Around $500 damage was done to items on a table, a window, and the wall. The shot resulted in no injuries and no citations were issued. After averting a rail strike in September, union strikes are again looming leading up to the Christmas holiday season. Unions are set to vote on a possible strike on December 6th. The potential effects could be significant to the nation and the cowboy state. The energy industry would be especially impacted, including coal, soda ash, and other mines, according to Cowboy State Daily News. They spoke with Robert Goodby, a Wyoming energy economist, who said if trains were to stop running, coal would stop shipping, therefore hurting the mines. Goodby also said the consequences would be felt by the average American. Shipping of goods would be halted, and if the strike went on long enough, could result in coal-fired plants stopping operation. The combination of inflation and increased cost of goods could have an impact on the economy as well. According to Fox News and the American Association of Railroads, a rail strike could cost the economy $2 billion a day. The good news, Goodby said, is very possible that the rail workers, given the importance to the economy, could be legislated back to work. In September, a deal was reached with the unions and the Biden administration to increase workers' wages by 24% over 5 years, an additional personal day, and limits on health care costs. It also adjusts the attendance policy to allow workers to attend to medical needs without facing penalties for missing work, according to Cowboy State Daily News. A Union Pacific spokesperson said the negotiations are continuing and they continue to make changes based on employee feedback. The last rail strike in the U.S. was in 1992. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.